Let's give some advice, shall we?
I actually have a question.
Let's kick it off then. In-house.
All right.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Terrified.
Is childbirth really as bad as everyone says?
Ooh. Okay. So, yes.
Did you?
Right off the bat.
Did you poop yourself?
I did not. Okay. I did not poop myself. But I had my daughter at Morton Plant, where it's like all the Scientologists down there.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I go into labor and I decide that I think it's a good idea to walk the halls because it was inactive, so I wasn't dilating. So I'm walking the halls and there was like notes on people's doors that said, please be respectful. There's a quiet birth occurring. And I'm just screaming bloody murder in front of the door because I was like, that's your choice, not mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to scream. But it hurt like really bad.
So and hold on. Walking around helps a baby come out?
Yeah. They say if you walk, it'll because help you dilate.
I've heard the same thing with constipation.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing dilates.
Didn't
the
work
other
for
stuff
me.
Dilates. Huh. Really? Didn't?
No. I was constipated for like a month when I was in Africa. Not a month. A week.
But you were in Africa. You had other things going on.
Yeah. Well, South Africa, but yeah. You had to be careful. But yeah. It was not pleasant.
The diet changing.
I did everything that Google told me to do, and nothing helped.
You had Google in South Africa?
Yeah, I know. They're moving on up.
Why don't you just listen to Toto? They tell you everything to do in Africa.
Yeah.
80s music reference, Johnny B. Show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it hurts a lot if you're thinking about it.
I watched a baby being born, and...
Did you throw up?
No.
Okay.
But I honestly never looked at her the same in that way.
Oh, was it your baby? Yeah, I think
Yeah. I was shocked when he came out white, but I was like, okay, well, it was a 50-50 shot on that one.
I wish I didn't have Kayla's dad in the room watching because I think it totally changes.
Uh-huh.
Because they had the mirror and I was like, no, thank you. But I was like, you watch it.
Yeah.
I was like,
grabbed his head.
Yeah.
You watch every second.
Did you have drugs or no drugs?
Yes, I had drugs and they were wonderful.
Yeah, drugs are cool. Yeah,
and it's still her with the drugs?
The contractions hurt a lot. With the drugs, it definitely, I had the epidural, it definitely helped. But when they give you this, it's called Stadol. It's like, it calms you down, but you feel all the pain.
Yeah.
So you're like super relaxed. Like I thought there was a ghost in the room. Like it was insane. Yeah.
Oh, I
welcome
like those
to
drugs.
Motherhood.
I've been on those drugs before.
We didn't have insurance. So I got some acid from a friend of mine and gave it to her.
Nice.
It was pretty cool because she was tripping. She's like, oh my God, I have a lizard baby.
I was going to say, it's a dragon.
Oh my God, my lizard baby just flew out the room. It was awesome.
But you're not going to like do it again or anything?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
But my cousin was like 6 months pregnant when I called her and she's like, oh my gosh, like how bad was it? And I was like, it's terrible.
Oh, why would you?
Yeah, I was like, if you could get out of this, I would. She was like 6 months
old. There's nothing like this. Like,
she was like scared for the next like 3.5 months.
Throw yourself
like,
oh, down some stairs.
Yeah, I was like, you need to go talk to somebody. This is horrible. She's on her fifth kid.
It's like getting out of a lease 9 months in.
Yeah.
Like, I'll play this out.
I'll take the $2,000 loss on this one.
We have callers. Let's take some. Let's give some advice there, Catherine Maloney. I hope that makes you feel better about having kids.
Oh, it doesn't.
Kids.
I'm not having kids.
Just adopt.
No.
Yes, there's a bunch of Chinese babies that need a great mom.
So I can make fun of them?
Yes.
For life?
They'll be better for it. Bob, what's up? You have an ask a bitch question. Oh, hold on, Bob. Sorry about that.
I got a question.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
What up?
So.
I'm deeply concerned about the total destruction of our grid, the New World Order putting us in FEMA camps, future false flag attacks, fluoride in our water supply. Catherine Maloney, how do I survive in the world of sheeple and mass media manipulation and everything else? What do I do? What do I do? Tell me, please. Tell me. I'm in my mother's basement right now. Please tell me.
Thanks,
well, first
Bob.
Of all, yes, it's ending very soon. You are absolutely right. So I would look into moving to Finland or another country that's not so oppressive. And you need to get out of your mom's basement like ASAP. You're never going to get laid living in your mother's basement. And are you in Florida? Because I don't think Florida has basements.
Every now and then. I hung up on him so he can listen.
Okay.
No, there are some, but you have to build the foundation.
You were afraid?
Up.
You were like, is this guy going to bomb the building?
No, I just didn't need more questions on top of that. Like, I wanted you. That's a tough enough one. It was very layered.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's we're all in that, like, circle of, like, emotional, like, oh my gosh, what's going on right now?
There's a lot of apocalyptic thinking right now,
yeah.
And very doomsday kind of attitudes, and very people are sad. People are morose. People think that there's no way out, and that we're somehow spiraling towards a black hole of just, you know, doom. And I don't think that's what it is, guys.
No.
If I could hop in on this.
I would like some advice from you then.
I think
he just needs to, like, you know, jerk it.
That
just release.
He needs
just
to
release
he needs
a lot.
I'm so glad I could say that. I didn't know.
I don't think you can. Okay, I really don't think you can. But do that.
Yeah, you'll feel way better about it.
And you gotta have a weed guy. You live in Florida.
Yeah.
If you're really worried about everything, we're only here. In the big scheme of things, in the history of time, mm-hmm. whether you're religious or not, if you're religious, you believe the Earth's been here 3,000 years, hilarious. But if you're not, if you believe in, you know, carbon printing and things like that, you know, like...
Science?
Yeah. Okay. If you believe in science like I do, then we've been around for millions of years, this planet. So your life is really nothing. We're all really nothing. This is a flash, not even a speck, not even a... ant on a giant planet size. Our life is nothing. It's a microsecond in the big scheme of things. So just enjoy it while you're here. Whether you die in your 40s because you're morbidly obese, not me, I'm talking about other people, or if you live to be 90, in the big scheme of things, it's the same lifespan. So stop worrying about it. You don't want to spend all your days worried about, is bacon going to kill me? Is nuclear winter going to happen because Kim Jong-un is going to find a way to reach us? Is Donald Trump crazy? Yes. Is he going to ruin us? Maybe. There's no reason to worry about it. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Enjoy your life. Steal some cable. Drink some alcohol. Bang some people. Unless you're married, you know, you don't want to die.
Is anybody else aroused right now?
I'm just saying.
He's very excited about it.
I love when he gets passionate.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it.
I'm just saying. I'm like the anti-Alex Jones. I want to rant and cry for your happiness.
Yay.
Stop worrying about things, folks. Look over at your spouse and say, you know what? You're not perfect, for God's sakes, but neither am I. Let's have a goddamn ice cream. Let's go down to Jeremiah's and just swirl it up until our hearts stop. Because this is today, and tomorrow's not promised.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to give him a hug?
That's fantastic. Hey, let's take another call for Catherine Maloney.
Yeah, that was for you, man. I feel like you released on that one.
I did a little bit. Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, you got to ask a bitch question for Catherine Maloney.
Well, actually, it was kind of more of a, you were talking about how you didn't watch your, well, you watched your son being born. I watched all three of my kids being born with my wife.
Hmm. All three times. That means the first two times you were like, okay, let's watch again.
Yeah, third time. Whatever. No big deal.
Gross.
And I still don't look any different at my wife. In fact, I still enjoy the finer things in life with her in that aspect.
Look, sir, there's other ways you can brag about the size of your junk, okay?
Exactly. But do you look at cherry pie the same?
Oh, boy.
No! Why, Jesus, why?
Only on Jason, and then what?
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it, pal. Thanks for listening to NC, buddy.
I thought he was going to say, I'm an apple guy.
Oh, no. I'm more of a pumpkin pie kind of dude. What does that mean? I don't know.
I mean, hey, maybe he's into weird stuff. Maybe he likes Rob Zombie movies.
If he's
listening, what I mean? And this is just a slippery slope into.
If you're a b-hole, you're not normal, and we're good with that.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Hey. Nick, what we got, Nick?
I got to say, that speech was glorious, Johnny B.
Thanks, man. I'm inspired by speeches from classic movies such as Independence Day, you know, where a fake president gets out there and inspires people to attack aliens with, let's just say, inferior weaponry and still somehow win the game with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That kind of thing inspires me to inspire you guys. If I can get my voice out there to the listeners and make you feel better about your crappy piece of crap life, because let's face it, they're all crappy, then I've done my job. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well done. Well played.
Thanks, Nick. Have a great night, pal.
Hey, some guy named... Thomas Wheeler just tweeted us out.
Oh, that douche.
And said, what does it mean when your girlfriend's first question is about childbirth?
Ooh.
Catherine Maloney, what does it mean when your girlfriend's first question is about childbirth?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
Thomas Wheeler would like to know.
Yeah.
Thomas Wheeler.
Yeah.
So his girlfriend's first question to him was about childbirth?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was directly to him.
Hmm. Oh. Wait, what? I'm confused.
Thomas Wheeler's girlfriend is sitting to your left.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, hello, it's me.
Oh,
I have pregnant dreams sometimes, and they scare me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, how often are you having pregnant dreams?
I've had them ever since I was probably, like, 11 or 12.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Gross.
But I wasn't, like, molested or anything.
Okay. Jesus!
I wasn't. No,
let's get that out
yes,
there.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know I wasn't worried that I was pregnant.
Get that on the table and take it right off.
I was just... Childbirth is my worst fear.
I've been dreaming about having my uncle's baby forever.
Exactly.
I have a very low pain tolerance. Very low.
There's really good drugs. All you have to do is just make sure. And Thomas, yeah, she wants a baby.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Lies. Fake news.
Fake news.
Look, I like Thomas. So if it happens.
Yeah.
For Thomas, I will strongly suggest.
Oh, no, I'm getting an abortion.
C-section. Oh. No, C-section.
Yeah, no, abortion.
Boy. No, C-section.
Abortion. C-sections, though, you're saying abortion their recovery is way worse.
Yeah, but I'm worried about the bing bong staying the same.
Just tell them to give you a couple extra stitches and you'll be fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, stitch it up.
Stitches get stitches.
Yeah, extra. Yeah. Be like, make it. But listen, there's really good drugs. You just have to have the right doctor that's going to be with you on your plan.
South America.
Because there's some people, exactly. But if you... If you're like one of those women that's like, I don't want any drugs, which, ladies, you don't get a medal at the end, okay? Just
exactly.
Take the drugs. I hate those women. I'm sorry.
You know
sorry.
What? I hope, and this is wrong, I hope that the people that do all natural, their kid just has a limp forever.
Aw.
Just a little bit of a limp.
Maybe the mom gets a limp.
No, just like,
know?
Not a bad
then she'd
limp.
Be like, that's because I didn't have drugs.
Like, they can still run, but only when they really have to.
Like, one leg's just like a centimeter shorter than the
like
other.
Like, you notice, you're like, what's up with that kid's stride? You're
His
like,
mom
I don't know.
Didn't do drugs.
Yeah, she should have.
I love drugs. I have no problem doing drugs. I'm
You'll
really good at drugs, actually.
Yeah, but you do like the EDM drugs.
I assume that they're, you know, similar in effect.
So your kid comes out doing Night at the Roxbury. You don't need that.
Exactly. No, you'll be fine. After I had Kayla, my daughter, the nurse said to me, there's always one nurse that's like, hey, you're going to have another? And she asked me and I said, yeah. So I always thought I'd have more kids. I just got lucky that I have two daughters that I didn't have to deliver.
Yeah.
There you
so
go.
I got three total. But totally do it. Don't not. It's, I don't know. You have Zane.
Yeah.
You have your kids. It's like, don't you just love? I mean, my life wouldn't be the same if I didn't.
Pretty fantastic.
I was I was on drugs when Zane was born.
Which one?
Hey, I was not on drugs. When
no,
my kids were born.
Huh. You were just sober, like some weirdo.
I didn't look, but
didn't
I was
look?
In the room.
Yeah,
didn't look though.
As soon as your kids get old enough, because of your selfie game, they will be on drugs.
That's very possible. I'm willing to accept that.